Hello and welcome to the new season of EY India Insights, Cybersecurity Awareness Month series. I'm your host Pallavi and today we're exploring a topic on everyone's mind, AI convenience, but how secure is your data when you use AI? Joining us today is Mini Gupta, partner in cybersecurity consulting at EY India. With over 23 years of experience, Mini has advised Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and leading Indian enterprises on data privacy, cyber risk, and digital trust. She's a recognized leader in AI governance, data privacy, and data protection and security, and has led several transformative projects helping organizations secure sensitive data and maintain data privacy while adopting AI. Mini, it's a pleasure to have you on this show today.
Thanks, Pallavi. Pleasure to be here as well.
Thank you, Mini. So to begin with, Mini, when we use AI-powered services, how is our personal and organizational data typically used? And what are the biggest privacy concerns, especially in the Indian context?
Right. So Pallavi, when we use AI-powered services, you know, whether it's simple aspects such as ChatGPT answering queries, or our daily regular Netflix recommending shows, or Siri setting reminders, or even a bank's AI flagging fraud, our personal and organizational data is what fuels these systems. Now, depending on the type of AI, the data used could vary. For example, generative AI may analyze our prompts. Predictive AI in healthcare or insurance would crunch sensitive records to forecast risks. And say computer vision systems in something like an Aadhaar KYC process biometrics. So the common thread across all you will see is our data, which is at the heart of it all. And that's where some of these risks or privacy concerns kick in. So for example, data misuse or overcollection. So AI systems could take much more data than is needed. Or there could be consent gaps where users aren't always given real choices. Another example could be cross-border flows. A lot of Indian data is stored on global servers, which raises sovereignty questions. But let's go deeper into the security side, because that's also often overlooked. So for example, we have data leaks from unsecured data sets that could expose millions of records. Or another risk could be where weak encryption means data isn't safe at rest or in transit. Another example is poorly configured APIs, which connect different AI systems and may accidentally make sensitive information accessible and vulnerable if the APIs are not configured securely. So imagine a hospital using AI diagnostics. If the patient data isn't encrypted end-to-end, a leak could have massive consequences. Or say in a fintech app relying on AI for loan approvals, if its APIs aren't locked down, sensitive credit data could be exposed in minutes. Or even retail platforms that recommend products, if they overtrack user behavior, they risk eroding customer trust. So all of these things, if you look at it, while AI is powered with a lot of convenience, there are concerns around privacy and security while we use AI. So the takeaway is that AI is powerful, but it's only as trustworthy as the way we handle data.
AI brings a lot of convenience, but often at the cost of control over our data. So how do you see this privacy paradox shaping the user trust in AI?
So that's a good question, Pallavi. If you look at it, the so-called privacy paradox really sits at the heart of AI adoption. On one hand, AI makes life incredibly convenient, say with our food apps being able to predict what we'll order next, even before we do, or the bank flags fraud before we even notice it, or several utilities and tools that save hours of work. But on the other hand, all of this convenience comes at a cost, wherein we often give up the control over our data in terms of how it's collected, stored, processed, or even shared. So maybe let's break down each of these elements. So when we look at data collection, AI systems gather vast amounts of personal data, sometimes much more than we realize or much more than what is required. Could be elements around not just our identifiers, but our locations, our habits, our preferences, and even sensitive information like health or financial data. Let's look at the second dimension, storage. Now, where and how the data is stored matters. Weak encryption or centralized databases can become prime targets for breaches. If we look at transfer, many AI services rely on global cloud infrastructure, and that is a regular practice. However, that means Indian user data may cross borders, which again comes into the way if there are regulations needing data localization. So one needs to look at that element as well, and also one needs to look at whether this global infrastructure is secure and whether it's in jurisdictions that are protected and have secure practices as well. Now, if you look at the next dimension around data, that's data processing. AI systems often analyze and combine data in ways that aren't transparent, creating risks of profiling, bias, and unintended exposure. All these layers, if you look at it, influence user trust. So if people feel they're constantly trading privacy for convenience without clear boundaries, then obviously the trust gets eroded. Imagine using an AI-powered health app. It's convenient, but if you worry your medical records are being shared or stored insecurely, you would hesitate to adopt it fully. Thankfully, in India, the Digital Personal Data Protection Act 2023 is designed to give individuals more control at each of these stages. So, for example, consent for collection, or transparency in storage and processing, or clarity on cross-border data transfers is something that the Act clearly calls out. But obviously, one needs to look at the effective implementation of the same, because that is what will create the perception and the trust. So trust is becoming the currency of AI adoption, if you look at it. Companies that are transparent allow users to make granular choices, secure data end-to-end, and limit sharing of data responsibly are the ones that are building real loyalty. And anything around breaches or opaque practices, even minor ones, can quickly undo trust. So the privacy paradox isn't just a tension, it's in fact an opportunity. Organizations that prove convenience and privacy can coexist will not only earn trust, but gain a competitive advantage in the AI era, especially in India, where users are increasingly getting more and more privacy aware.
Thank you, Mini. How transparent are AI companies about how they collect, store, and use data? And additionally, how are the evolving data protection regulations in India and globally driving greater accountability?
So when it comes to transparency in AI, the truth is we're still in a bit of a gray zone. Some AI companies are very open about how they collect, store, and use data. They publish privacy policies, explain model training practices, and offer users some control. But many others often keep the details vague, using broad statements like, you know, we use your data to improve our services, without really explaining exactly what that means or what data is being collected, how long is it being stored, is it really, what does improvement of services mean, how is it being used, is it being shared with third parties, etc. So from a user's perspective, that can feel like a black box. You're getting a powerful tool, but you don't fully know what happens to your data behind the scenes. And that's why trust and transparency are becoming the key differentiators for AI companies today. Now, if you look at it, obviously, the evolving data protection regulations are starting to change this landscape, both in India and globally. In India, the Digital Personal Data Protection Act 2023 requires organizations to clearly communicate the purpose of data collection, limit processing to that purpose, and give users the rights like access, correction, and ability to withdraw consent. Even globally, frameworks like the EU GDPR and the California Consumer Privacy Act, CCPA, are forcing companies to be far more accountable for how they handle personal data. We also have, of course, regulations which are governing AI now across the globe, say with the EU AI Act and the other upcoming acts that we're looking at. The effect is companies are being pushed to adopt privacy by design and security by design and good governance by design principles and maintain clear records of processing activities. They are also mandated to report breaches promptly. So in other words, transparency isn't just a nice to have anymore. It's now getting legally mandated and increasingly expected by the users as well.
Thank you, Mini. Mini, for organizations adopting AI, what do you see as the most significant cybersecurity risks, and how can they strike the right balance between convenience and strong security?
When organizations adopt AI, the benefits are huge. Automation, faster decision making, smarter consumer and customer experiences. But then, of course, there are also risks associated with it. There's no denying that cybersecurity risks, privacy risks come with some of these conveniences that we get. The reality is AI systems handle massive amounts of data, and this could be sensitive in nature, and that makes them the prime targets for attackers. So let's look at some examples. Now, data breaches where sensitive customer, employee, or financial data exists are rampant, and those are the points where exposures can happen. Similarly, we are hearing about model attacks, like adversarial inputs that trick AI into making wrong decisions, which can have operational as well as reputational consequences. On the other hand, an AI system often is integrated with several upstream and downstream systems. So misconfigured APIs, which often serve as gateways between AI systems and the other enterprise platforms, if left unsecured, can leak a lot of critical information. On the other hand, of course, you look at supply chain vulnerabilities, because AI also, in certain cases, often depends on third-party models or data sets or cloud infrastructure. So how are they ensuring that my entire supply chain is also secure? So organizations need to really balance convenience and strong security. It's really about building security into AI right from the start, rather than treating it as an afterthought. So some key approaches that organizations could look at, for example, you know, they could look at privacy by design, collect only what's needed, anonymize sensitive data, and enforce strict access controls. That kind of brings in some control over risk exposure. The other element is adopting encryption, both at rest as well as in transit, to protect the data even if it's intercepted. The next organizations can look at, of course, is API security and monitoring, and having regular audits, rate limiting, and authentication checks to prevent any unauthorized access. And similarly, model governance and monitoring track how these models are performing, detect anomalies, and ensure updates don't introduce any vulnerabilities as well. The other element is around employee awareness and policies. Humans are often the weakest link, so training and clear processes are critical. The key is to make security part of the AI workflow, not a separate hurdle. Having a strong, responsible AI framework and security practices, along with privacy practices, well ingrained within the overall framework. That way, organizations can enjoy the convenience, speed, and insights that AI offers without compromising trust or exposing themselves to costly breaches. The best approach is secure by design, convenient by default.
Thank you, Mini. With AI advancing so rapidly, what are the new approaches or technologies do you expect in cybersecurity to stay ahead of emerging threats?
So AI is evolving at an incredible pace, and naturally, even the cybersecurity landscape has to evolve just as quickly. What's interesting is that cybersecurity itself is now leveraging AI to stay ahead of the emerging threats. Traditional approaches like signature-based detection or rule-based systems just aren't enough now when attackers themselves are using AI to launch much more sophisticated attacks. So certain trends that we see include, for example, AI-driven threat detection. Now, this is where systems can analyze massive volumes of data in real time, identify patterns, and flag anomalies before they turn into breaches. Think of it like having a digital immune system that adapts as threats evolve. The other elements are around, say, behavioral analytics. So this monitors user and system behavior to spot deviations that might indicate an attack, even if the malware itself is brand new. Another trend is around automated incident response, where AI can not only detect threats, but also take immediate preventive and remedial and containment actions, such as isolating affected systems or applying patches where feasible, or even triggering alerts without waiting for human intervention. Another trend in cybersecurity where we see AI play a big role is AI for penetration testing, simulating attacks to identify vulnerabilities continuously, rather than waiting for the regular scheduled security audits. So in addition, we're seeing security by design becoming more integral, where AI systems themselves are built with privacy and resilience at the core, rather than as afterthoughts. And like we've said before, of course, the global frameworks like a GDPR, CCPA, India's DPDPA are also helping drive accountability, along with all the EU AI Act kind of regulations, which are forcing companies to integrate these advanced protections. So the key takeaway really is cybersecurity is no longer reactive. It has to be predictive and adaptive as well. And as AI attacks are getting smarter, so are cybersecurity measures becoming more and more smart while adopting AI.
Thank you, Mini. And finally, what simple but effective steps can individuals and businesses take today to safeguard their data while still enjoying the benefits of AI?
Right. So while AI offers huge benefits, of course, both stakeholders, individuals and businesses need to adopt these practices. While we've spoken a lot on businesses, maybe from an individual perspective, certain things that will go a long way could include things like, being more mindful of what we share with the various AI apps and tools that we use and what is the data that they're really needing. So think before we click allow. And frankly, we should not be in a rush to upload our data, our pictures, etc. on AI tools just because, we see this rampant across the board or in our friends and families without really understanding the privacy and security implications of the same. Another element that we should understand is, very, very basic, but it's still most effective, is around using strong passwords and having multi-factor authentication in place. We should also keep devices and apps updated. Patches often fix security vulnerabilities before attackers can exploit them. So it's very important for us to realize that what are the missing patches that may be there on the devices and apps that we're using, and how do we ensure that is kept latest and updated. Another element that we typically overlook is probably around the security and the privacy settings that many of these AI platforms offer. So while by default they may be set in a mode of least security or least privacy, but many AI platforms offer controls around data sharing, retention, personalization, and those are something that users and individuals can use to our advantage. So those are some of the measures on the individuals. As far as on the business side, like we've already covered, and just to summarize, minimize data collection, only gather what's really necessary for the AI system to work, anonymize as much as possible for having the AI work effectively, encrypt data both at rest and in transit to prevent leaks, secure APIs and third-party integrations. They're often the weakest link. Regularly monitor and audit the AI models. Make sure they are performing as expected, not exposing sensitive information inadvertently. Train the employees, and human error is one of the biggest risks. So awareness and clear protocols are critical. And very important, adopt responsible AI frameworks and practices with AI security and AI privacy strongly embedded in the same. The key takeaway is you don't have to choose between convenience and security. By following some simple steps, individuals and businesses can enjoy the power of AI safely without really compromising on convenience as well, but by ensuring total trust while doing so. So, and at the end of the day, of course, awareness, basic hygiene, and the right design are the most powerful defenses that anyone can put in place today.
Thank you, Mini. That brings us to the end of this conversation. Thank you once again for joining us and sharing all your valuable insights. It's clear that while AI is transforming the way we live and work, safeguarding data must remain a non-negotiable priority.
Thank you so much, Pallavi. It's been wonderful to have spoken on this important topic.
Thank you. And to all our listeners, don't miss the other episodes in our Cybersecurity Awareness Month series on EY India Insights. Until next time, stay secure and stay informed and keep your data safe.